How's your first few days gone learning this defense?
And I'm not going to lie, the first week, you know, everybody was kind of swimming. But I think, you know, we've caught up, and I think this is great what we're doing. Instead of doing mini camp and doing this, it's been extremely helpful, you know, to everybody.
When you're as versatile of a player as you are, can that sometimes be, like, I don't want to say a curse, but can that, like, kind of make it hard for you to figure out where you fit in into a pro defense, or is that a benefit?
You know, Coach has me playing free safety. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good fit for me. I think that's a good fit for me on this defense, and gives me, you know, the ability to do a lot of things, and which I'm used to, and so it's a pretty good deal.
Have you had an opportunity to learn, I guess, that hybrid linebacker spot as well, or does that come with that position?
Not yet, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
How much did you spend them in the slot? It seemed like that would seem to be something you did, and how much did you, you know, go against tight ends, and how much of a challenge is that when you're giving up, in this league, you're giving up, you know, five inches, 6 inches on some of these tight ends?
You know, I spent a lot of time on tight ends in college. You know, technique just comes in. You just take them where they want to go and just make a play on the ball.
Have you talked to Tom Phil, you know, at all, or, you know, when you first got drafted and obviously showed up here, has he kind of, you know, said anything to you or anything like that?
Well, we talked on Twitter a little bit. You know, he reached out to me, and we've kept in contact, and we've been talking. You know, if I have a question, I go to him. And, you know, just trying to, you know, trying to get in and get close.
He's another guy kind of like yourself where he's physical, can guard tight ends. Do you model your play at all after him?
I think you have to in this defense. I mean, he's kind of the guy you look to, you know, a lot to try and figure out, okay, that's how it's done. Yeah. Okay, do it like that. All right, you know, stuff like that.
How much have you done special teams? It's, you know, something that you come into the league, especially at that position that, you know, you're going to be asked to do. So how much have you done it? How familiar are you with it? And how much of a challenge is it to, if you haven't done it, to learn it?
Well, I mean, if you're a football player, I don't think it's that hard. You know, I did it, you know, through college except my senior year. So, you know, I'm used to it. And I know that's probably a place that I'll have to really focus in on and get, you know, get things done to actually, you know, see the field probably. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
How much do you think your skills, what you do, I mean, you know, your safety, you hit, mm-hmm. tackle, mm-hmm. how much do you think that helps you and translates over to that area, that phase of the game?
I think it helps a lot. I mean, you know, being able to go downfield and make an open field tackle, just being physical at the line of scrimmage, getting out on kickoff, punt, stuff like that, I think it's really helpful.
Now, a lot of the offensive rookies are coming in talking about how, you know, the veterans aren't that far ahead of them. Mm-hmm. They got a lead in the new playbook. Mm-hmm. For a defensive rookie that comes in, you know, the veterans are already established in what you guys like to do. Mm-hmm. Do you feel more of a learning curve that you have to make up for in a quicker amount of time?
You know, with all the extra meetings that we do, and when the veterans, they have the day off, the rookies come in and we still meet, that's really helpful. And I think it's helped a lot with the progression of us learning, you know, all the new stuff. And you know, we're putting stuff in every day, and so every day you kind of got to be on your toes. And you know, having the playbook and bringing it home, and it's just how much you want to put into it, really.
Maybe there's a flip side that, you know, you can turn to the veterans. You know, right. The offensive guys are turning to veterans. You know, Eli a couple weeks ago used the word swimming. We're all still swimming. For you, can you turn to the veterans and get some help that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they're there to help you, just as the coaches are. And Antrell's done a great job with that.
How much has this been a whirlwind for you, though? I mean, you guys, you know, had to come in quick and sort of just, like, you know, jump right into it. You're not even really settled with regards to, you know, living arrangements and stuff. How wild and strange has it been?
It was pretty wild. You know, once I got drafted, I came out the next day, and I've been here ever since. So it's, you know, I'm from California, so it's a 6-hour flight. So, you know, I'm far away from home, but they made me feel at home here. This organization's great, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
What's the biggest change from California and then here in Jersey?
I mean, the weather's great right now. I mean, I know the winters are, you know, brutal, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.